972-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Controls it and does with it what he wills.
Amen.
Sometimes you can, it's like a deja vu thing. Sometimes you feel like, man, you're running so late, and time seemed like it got away, but there are times where it seemed like you got so much done and it seemed like no time passed. It seemed like, you know, you felt like you wouldn't have time, but when you did it as unto the Lord, somehow you were able to accomplish all that in that little bit of time. How could this be? Because God is outside of time. He has dominance over time, and he does what he wills with time. When our heart, see, it's a heart thing. God didn't even choose us because he was necessary, because something special about you. No, he didn't choose you because it's something special. Or he saw that, you know, you were going to be great. Or just, no, he didn't choose. He chose you out of his good pleasure. Anybody got some friends that didn't make it? People you grew up with that left early? That you knew real well, that catastrophe or calamity happened and could have very well been you, but it wasn't you. God, out of his good pleasure. I pray that this will drive somebody to their knees to understand that we are not, what's the word I use? You know, it's not a given. We are not entitled. You better be glad God had mercy on you.
Amen.
You better be glad that he extended grace to you. He didn't have to. You're not entitled. It's not your right. Mercy, listen, mercy is not a given. God has mercy on whom he chooses. And if you don't know, get a clue. He don't have mercy on everybody. There are some people that don't have the mercy of God in their life.
Amen.
Tell somebody right now, let God out the box. Trying to define him and keep him confined. God is outside of time and he controls it as he wills. Time is simply a measurement of change. See, everything in creation changes, grows, declines. Nothing in eternity changes. So time is a measurement of change. In eternity, everything is always, it always is. And let me tell you something, for you that might think, ain't nothing dull about it. Ain't nothing boring about it. You mean ain't no change? No. And ain't nothing boring. Can you imagine? Ain't nothing boring about God. Imagine his creation. Imagine what it would be like living, if we could, in eternity. Where eternity is not dark, like some dark cavern, like the outer space. In outer space, as a matter of fact, when God first created, it wasn't dark. God created physical darkness to fill the void that he left out of. He said, I create darkness. I create light. It's all created. But God is light. He dwells in a light that no man can approach. No man can approach to it. Foundation, we laying it. We're gonna start building a house in a minute. Malachi 3, verse 6. Time doesn't exist outside of creation. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am the Lord and I change not. All right, time is created by God in the beginning when he created all things that would change. I'll say it again and we'll move on. Time does not exist outside of creation. God lives in eternity. He's the only God can live in eternity. And the reason being is God is the only one without a beginning. He has no beginning. The angels nor man can live in eternity because they have a beginning. Angels have a beginning. They've not always been with God. He created them, and so they have a beginning. We have a beginning, and there are no beginnings in eternity. Eternity is everlasting to everlasting. There are no beginnings. So what God did when he created, he took and he carved out, and Job will tell you, and if you study the book of Job, the way God did it, it was like a house. He carved out a house, and he created the heaven. As I said, he stretched from wherever south was, he stretched the north. That's what Job says. He stretched out the east and the west. And within that, he brought creation. Now, how vast that is, as I said, heaven cannot be measured. They can send a rocket, I don't care what kind of rocket they say, they can send a rocket from here till whenever. They'll never, ever find the recesses or the outer banks of heaven, not man. Come on, this is how huge our God is. I don't know if you've ever, I've done this in Colorado in my sophomore year in high school. I was invited to a camp, a basketball camp in Colorado in the Estes Park. There were the Grand Teton Mountains. And one evening, it was a place, we were way up in the mountains. There were 13,000 feet mountaintops around. And one of the gentlemen that was part of the camp lived there. And one night, I've always been fascinated with astronomy, stars, and that. And one night he took a few of us out in his little Volkswagen up as far as we could go, Trail Ridge Road, at night, clear night. I'm telling you, it was almost, to me, being from the Midwest, you know, where you got the haze, you see a star every now and then, you know. To me, it was frightening at first because it was almost like you could reach out and touch stars. The whole sky from horizon to horizon twinkles, just big stars, little stars. It was incredibly phenomenal. Now imagine God who created all of this, billions upon trillions upon trillions, and that ain't even doing it no justice. The God that we are serving created all of this. Now, there's a verse that we may catch before I stop here, where it says that God humbles himself to come into heaven and into his creation called earth. He humbles himself. Amen. In other words, he's in eternity. Amen. But God has to get into heaven. All the glories and wonders of heaven where he set his throne, he has to humble himself to come. But he thinks enough of you and I to come into your situation. Amen. What concerns you concerns the God of the universe. Amen. Imagine this. He'll come and sup with you and talk to you and resolve problems for you. To someone else, it ain't no big deal, but to you, it bothers you. God says, I'm troubled too. Cast your care upon me, for I care for you. He'll see about you. The God that created all of this. I tell you, those stars, if you ever go to a place where, I know my wife and I went to Cape Canaveral, and we took that little exhibit where you go out and you follow the Hubble and the Hubble taking those pictures in deep space. I mean, incredible. But that's as far as we can see. And they scratched the tip of the iceberg. God created all of that. And he stands outside of it. That's just a little pocket, a little something that he created. And here you worried about Irma. Rebuking Irma, then running. I bind Irma, and you headed to Atlanta. Irma came after you up there too, didn't she? God lives in eternity, and only God can live there. He's the only eternal being without a beginning. We have a beginning, and there are no beginnings in eternity. God made a special place within eternity to house his creation. He called it the heaven and the earth. Let me paint you a real quick picture, then we're going to move on a little bit. I got a little more time. We're going to move on a little bit. But you know, when you read the book of Job, Job is a very profound book. As a matter of fact, some say that Job was the first book written. But it's very profound. It's got secrets in there. It talks about ice, and it talks about water. I'm going to paint a real quick picture for you. When God created, he's in eternity. When he chose to create, he, and as you read Job, you'll find that the shape that what God created took the shape of a house. Amen. It had pillars. It had a foundation. It had curtains. Now, the curtains were water. When God, in eternity, when he started to create, he took curtains of water. But Job says the face of the curtains as water were like stone. In other words, God froze it.
Amen.
Picture it. He's everything inside here is creation. God takes water. The waters came from God. And he framed it. And then he froze the waters. Froze. Yeah. The reason why he froze the water. See, in eternity, there's no time, no change. The waters insulated creation from eternity. Because when something is frozen, time ceases to affect it. It's like that fish in your freezer. That fish in your freezer, you had 10 years. But you got it wrapped so there's no freezer burn on it. But it's still that fish. The day you caught it, it looked like that. Why? It's frozen.
Amen.
Come on, there's some humor in that, but it's frozen. The frozen insulates creation.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.